USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report from the Wall Street Journal claims that the Biden administration is considering giving a whopping $450,000 per person as reparations for separation of illegal border crossers and children during the Trump administration. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is no fan of the idea.
DHS, HHS, and the Department of Justice go negotiate these prepayments to these individuals that have broken the law.
Microsoft is now the world's most valuable company. It surpassed Apple Friday in terms of market cap, which is just under $2.5 trillion. This came after Apple stock fell more than 3% in early trading after missing expectations in the latest earnings report. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Big development this week. Sean Spicer's new book has been released. It's called Radical Nation, and it blows the lid off Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's real plan for America. Spicer's Radical Nation reveals the shocking truth about the border crisis and their dangerous plan causing inflation to soar. Everyone is at risk by this new socialism. As White House press secretary, Sean learned how Washington really works. Now he tells the insider secrets in Radical Nation. Tonight, watch Sean on Newsmax's Spicer & Company as he exposes Biden's Radical Nation. And get your copy of Radical Nation at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Tune in to Spicer at 6 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax on all major cable channels. Check your guide. Or find Newsmax on most streaming platforms and smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. Sean Spicer's Radical Nation. Get it today.
Oklahoma carries out the state's first execution in 6 years.
Now, the state of Oklahoma has carried out its first execution since 2015. John Grant executed early on Thursday, just hours after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned stays of execution for Grant and another death row inmate, Julius Jones. He's scheduled now to be executed next month. Grant, who's 60, had been convicted for a 1998 murder, and now he was incarcerated after robbery convictions which followed.
Chris Barnes reporting from the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau. Consumer sentiment is holding steady this month. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Attitudes remained virtually unchanged from its mid-month reading. The survey noting rising inflation and falling confidence in government economic policies offset the positive outlook for higher wages and the receding pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
One study shows parents are more likely to give the vaccine to their children after some time passes and it is approved. The Kaiser Family Foundation conducting a survey on whether parents will get their younger children the vaccine. This mom tells NBC News she's ready to give it to her child, especially while other vaccines are required.
She's actually due for her last round of vaccinations for, like, MMR, mumps, measles, rubella, like, next month. So, I mean, I think that it's easy to just lop COVID into the same thing.
Responses from the Kaiser Family Foundation survey say 26% of people say they would give their child the vaccine right away, and less than a third say they will definitely not give the vaccine to their younger child. New Jersey voters head to the polls on November 2nd to make their choice for governor as incumbent Democratic Governor Phil Murphy faces a challenge from GOP candidate Jack Chitarelli. Democratic leaders like President Joe Biden and Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders have campaigned for Governor Murphy, but Chitarelli tells Fox News those endorsements won't help his opponent.
We're just going to continue to talk about property taxes. Ours are the worst in the nation. Our business climate, ours is the worst in the nation. And I refuse to be a governor of a state that has the highest property tax in the nation, the worst business climate, and according to the IRS and census data, number one in out migration.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.